Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new.
Well, there's a way to start our day. Hello, everybody. It is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. And this is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. And if you've been tuning in for very long, you know that we have this immensely neat session that we do called The Messengers. And today we have been waiting, and the love of God, the divine, and spirit has blessed us with the gal that we're having on today, and her name is Joan Soskinsby. I want to make sure I say that right, Soskinsby. And when I get her on, I will make sure that she pronounces it absolutely perfect. Everybody knows that's not my greatest gift. My greatest gift is to send love and light to everybody that is tuning in today. So let's talk just a little bit about what we do here on Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, because if it's your first time tuning in, first off, we want to say big welcome. You are loved here. You are welcomed here with open arms from the divine. And our goal is just to port you and love you where you are in your walk of faith and to let you know that you're in the right place. So one thing that we do here is that we do two different shows on Sharpening Your Spirit. One show is The Messengers, which is the show that we do today. And this is where people that are of a healing persuasion, of a healing or light, love, work energy, are able to share their message, share their gift, and bring joy and light to others through the gift that they have. We do this once a week for 30 minutes, and then we also do another show for 15 minutes a week called 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Business Alive. And that is where, as your host, myself, Cindy Sharp, we do a 15 minutes, very quick, very fast, down and dirty and loving joy drop of helping you with information to accept your gift, to walk into your gift, and to be able to take that and change it and move it into a world of a business for you. And so again, that's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And with love, light, and our God-given day that we have today, we have been blessed with an amazing gal. I call her Joni. And I bet you she would allow you to call her Joni, too. She is just a treat. And I want to tell you a little bit about her. So when Joan was 7 years of age, she nearly died from a high fever. When she recovered, she found that she had been activated. She could see and communicate with spirits from beyond the physical realm. Joan has always been driven to help people. She has degrees in psychology, and nursing, and has even been an EMT and a drug counselor. For over 30 years, she has owned her own business as an intuitive consultant. You're using her unique talents to help people with issues ranging from career advice to grief counseling. Joan believes we all have intuitive abilities and is passionate about teaching how to uncover that inner power and live the life that you are meant to live. Joan is the author of 5 amazing books. and she strives to educate people about spiritual issues. Wow. Cannot wait to interview Joni. Hey, Joan, I want to invite you here on the show.
Thank you, Cindy. I love being on shows. Thank you for inviting me today. I do have to tell you my last name is pronounced Sabinski.
I'm so very sorry. I realized I didn't
have enough
coffee this morning.
Well, it's
so
a Joan tough name to spell Sabinski.
Joan Sabinski. I got it. And you know, Joan, we've talked and we now know each other a little bit before this, and I apologize greatly for that. But boy, I bring you on with light, and let's maybe we can just call you Joni on the show. Are you okay with that?
Oh, that's what I prefer. I prefer Joni over any other name.
Oh, perfect. So one of the things that you know, you shared with me that we're going to have is a topic of the day is this, and that is that you are a creator. Decide what it is that you want to create, and let's talk about how to get that process going. So today we're really going to talk about how to move into this energy of being this creator. And I wonder if you could just share a little bit about that, and at the same time, share a little bit more about yourself. You have such an interesting background.
Well, thank you, Cindy. The concept that we are creator has been kind of drummed into me for the last 36 years by a group of entities I channel called Equinox. And Equinox was talking about that none of us have really separated from God, that's an illusion that we have created, and that we are all completely plugged into God. And you can see this whenever you're involved in any creative act, whether it's craft or writing or singing or just walking out into the beautiful environment and allowing yourself to feel part of it. And so the easiest way to begin to feel your natural creative processes is to give yourself a little bit of time every day to feel that connection with the source or God or Allah or Muhammad or Buddha or whatever you call your inner connection, your God. So I find that meditation is the easiest way for me to connect with that creative center. And I know that when I say the word meditation, a lot of people go, oh, yeah, right. I can't do that. I've tried. It doesn't work for me. And I came to the conclusion, actually just recently, that it's because Western civilization, America, European people, are so driven to be moving, doing constantly, that somehow we feel guilty when we just take a little bit of time to relax and breathe, and that we don't have to clear our minds. We haven't been trained to clear our minds. And so it gets in our way when we think, I have to blank myself. So what I teach is make yourself comfortable and begin to breathe. Just breathe. Just listen to your breath. Just allow your body to relax and let your mind go wherever it wants to go. If it wants to deal with troubles, let it go through its troubles. Eventually, you will begin to feel connected. Eventually, especially if you think words like joy or love, you begin to feel connected. This may take more than one time. It may take a week, a month. It may take a year. But if all you do is allow yourself to sit for 10 to 15 minutes, breathe, let your thoughts flow in and out, think a word like joy, see colors in your mind and let them flow, you'll begin to feel the connection. Because the truth of reality is that everything is connection. Everything is connected. We are all energy. As energy, we cannot be destroyed. As energy, everything plugs into everything else. So you are not separate from me, Cindy. We are just one energy. We are not separated from our planet. We are not separated from our animals. We are not separated from anything. That includes God. And it is the belief in separation that stops us from believing that we are creators. And we give that power over to our governments, to our experts, to other people consistently. But when you start connecting, when you rid yourself of the illusion of separation, then you begin to feel that creative energy grow within you. You begin to feel that connection to all that is. And once you begin to feel that, creativity is easy. It just begins to flow as though you've opened a tap. And what has always been there is allowed to come out. And I believe the highest form of creativity is psychic ability. And once
I love what you just shared about us not being, you know, unconnected, that we are all connected, and we probably feel unconnected in this human state, but that we are all connected. And I want to talk about the highest source of that connection being psychic ability, because I know that you are an intuitive counselor and that you have that ability. But I just want to get back to really quickly before we move forward on that is for our listeners that are maybe a little bit newer to really starting to shift into this major consciousness that is happening and this shift of us all being one. Would you say that the first step to that is through the meditation?
I have noticed, and that's why I wrote my Ariana series of three books, I have noticed that when the activation is taking place for many, many people on this planet, it is creating immense confusion. It's creating loneliness and fear and the feeling of being even more separate, because we live in a world that says that when you become in touch with these, I'm going to put quotes around this word, unnatural abilities, that somehow that makes you different. It makes you weird. And so many, many people are reacting negatively to all of a sudden feeling much more than they ever did. They may not even be realizing that when they're feeling emotions that come out of nowhere, that they're not feeling their emotions, that they're actually feeling the emotions perhaps of the world or somebody in their sphere of influence. But we are now picking up each other's emotions. We are picking up the planet energy. We are picking up other people's illnesses. And when this happens, many people are getting scared. That's why I wrote the series. It teaches people about what is happening to them. It teaches them not as a primer, but as a novel, as a series of three novels that educate people as to what's happening, how to deal with it, and where it's going, and why it's happening to begin with. And it's happening because our world is in need of reconnection. Equinox claims that we never walked out of the Garden of Eden, that we closed, that Garden of Eden was never denied us, that we all walked out with our eyes shut and are afraid to go back. And this is the time where we're opening to what we walked away from. This is the time when the illusion is being stripped away. And when the illusion gets stripped away, a lot of people are feeling fearful and confused. And what we need to be doing is reaching out to one another. And that's why I'm on the show today, is to say we are connecting. reach out to others. Don't be afraid to look for others that are going through this. Don't be afraid to say, I think I'm seeing auras because I see colors around people. I have a very interesting story about that, where a woman I used to know in a completely different way that doesn't necessarily believe in metaphysics was kind enough to buy my books to read, and she emailed me immediately and informed me that she had a 9-year-old granddaughter who was seeing colors and hearing voices and had just been placed in a mental institution because of that. And she sent me a picture that was, yes, she sent me a picture that this child had drawn, and it was obvious she had drawn auras. It said colors around mommy when she's very, very heavy, and there was a rainbow of beautiful colors around her. So I asked this woman, I said, is this child hearing bad voices? And she said, no, not necessarily. She just hears voices. So we worked out a way that the woman could correspond with the child in order to tell her what was happening and to advise her to be quiet. Just recently I heard that the woman had gotten her daughter to read the books, and now they're working to get this child out of the institution. Many children are being activated.
That is such a beautiful healing story. And the thought that, you know, this work that you do can do that type of healing in people's lives, and that you're sharing that, this energy that we're all feeling. I feel it. I talk to many other people that are feeling it and going through it. And your advice to do more of a commune, get yourself out there, talk to people, don't be afraid, versus the isolation and the hiding that a lot of us do when we're feeling these changes. And then the energy and love around that story certainly brings it all together. So that's beautiful. Thank you, Joni. That's wonderful.
Thank
so
you.
There's a couple of things I want to follow up with. So one thing is that the last thing you said was many children are being activated at this time. Can you give us a little bit of a brief synopsis about that? And then I want to get back to something else that you mentioned.
Well, when I say children are being activated, I believe a lot of children have been born already knowing that we're in a pivotal time of the world, and that they already seem to be much more conscious, much more connected,
right,
much more wanting to do the work. But some have been activated, but yet had been too verbal, like this child had been. And others are just now becoming aware. This particularly is true of teenagers. Preteens and teenagers have immense psychic energy channeling through them along with all those hormones. And if they go through this, which many are, it can cause such alienation that I actually believe a lot of it is why teens do such destructive things. And that, again, is why I wrote the books, is to educate teens. This might be what's happening to you. There are other ways to use this energy. So we have put together a Facebook page, many other things to encourage people to connect. This Facebook page that we have put together encourages people. I'm going to be doing free meditations on it. I'm going to be posting things about the activations, how to deal with them. We are working on, through the Ariana series, starting a communication as though each of the independent characters in the books are talking to people, because each of the characters in the books have specific psychic abilities or ways they are being activated, all different. So we felt that if we put on our series page the ability, particularly for teenagers, to interact with the characters as each of them may be developing the same type of abilities, this is a forum for communication, for a coming together. This is the most important thing we can do, is stop isolating. Believe we are connected. Don't question it. Believe we are connected and begin to connect. If you're fearful, if you're confused, do research. Look for sites. Look for books. Look for a coming together. I have one warning on that. If you come across a site that is what I call fear-based, that everything about it only elicits anger and fear, get off that site. Usually, whomever is doing that is eliciting money. They are trying to get your money. God is loving. The energy of the source is total and complete love. Stay away anything that is fear-based.
Perfect. That's a beautiful message. And let's make sure that we get this out, and that is that one of the things that you're doing, Joni, is you're sharing your theories, but you're also sharing the fact that if people want to get help, if they want to get support, if they want to get some lessons through everything in this Ariana series, that they can go to your Facebook page. So let me share that out right at this moment. And that's Facebook, the Ariana series. And so it's Facebook/ Ariana the series. And you can go right to Joni's Facebook page and get support and help there. And I'm going to
The woman that's been helping me also has put together a private Facebook page for your listeners. And that private Facebook page, if you contact Thea, that's T-H-E-A, at flinthillspublishing.com, she will send you an invite to that page. And on that page will be free meditations, helpful information, all kinds of channeled information that I've received from Equinox. Just, it's a special page that you must be invited to go to. If anybody's interested in the book page, that's the ArianaSeries.com. That's where we're going to have actual communication with the characters in the book. And that is our website, the Ariana, spelled A-R-I-A-N-A, series.com.
Perfect, perfect. And people can go there to purchase your books.
They can go there to purchase my books. They're also on both paperback and e-book, e-format on Amazon and e-format on Barnes & Noble.
Beautiful. So I want to get back to talking about those books in just a second. But there's something that you said earlier, and I just have to get to it because I kind of cut you off, unfortunately, and we moved to a different direction, but I want to make sure that we get back to it. And that is, you were talking about this energy and this lifting up of this energy or lifting up of this vibration. And you were talking about, you didn't get into kind of the levels of it, but you talked about where many people are at. But one thing that you said is that the highest level is kind of this psychic ability. And I know that you're an intuitive counselor and you were blessed, you know, by God in a moment of your life at the age of 7 to have this horrible experience of having this high fever, but coming out with it in this beautiful godly experience. So what suggestion would you have to people that are maybe not going through, you know, what a strikingly quick opening that you did, but other people that are coming to that higher vibration and that higher energy at this time?
Well, first of all, I asked my guides once, I was meditating, and I was going to do a lecture at an Episcopal youth conference. And I knew the kids were going to ask me, why did I have this and they didn't, besides my near-death experience? And here was the answer I got. I got that I was less civilized than most people. And I said, excuse me, what does that mean? And they said, if you look at humanity, whenever we are under extreme life and death stress, the abilities come back really strongly. You hear about it on battlefields all the time. And that the reason for that was it is an innate ability within all of us. It is a survival instinct. Just like animals have, we have survival instincts. But because we became so mechanized and so used to being cared for, taken care of, protected, by our police, by our soldiers, by our parents, by our walls in our homes and our fences, we just shut them down. And they do come out at times. Women get into an elevator and all of a sudden feel very uncomfortable with the person with them for no reason, and then they find out why, for instance. So consequently, we all have it. It's just reawakening it that we need to learn to do. And the first step in reawakening is beginning to trust it. So when you're about to do something and you hear, no, no, stop, don't do it. If you are driving and you're lost, take a couple of deep breaths and say, which way, left or right? And then follow the voices. Begin to trust. Begin to, during your meditations, ask for information. I will say one thing right off the bat, though. I prefer not to get world information. Now, here's the reason why. I had an aunt that got immense world information and couldn't do a thing with it. She got the exact time and place of John Kennedy's assassination. She called the FBI. She called the CIA. Nobody paid any attention until after it happened, and then they grilled her like you wouldn't believe. And what that taught me was that if something is meant to happen on a global scale, one person is not going to make that stop. Again, we are a combined consciousness on this planet, whether we want to be or not. And it takes enough of us wanting to stop something for it to stop. So if you get that there's going to be a volcano that kills a bunch of people, who are you going to call to get the people out of there? So don't start with world events. I can't handle it, knowing if something horrible is going to happen. Start with your personal growth. What do I need to do to open myself to my highest and best good? What do I need to do to feel linked, to understand the things that are happening to me? Don't be invading other people's privacy. If you're a younger person, don't be wanting to open up to find out if this boy loves you or not. You may not like what you get. Instead.
That's a cute one. That's a cute one. How many people, you know, it's interesting. I know quite a few people that are, intuitives, and I ask them about their business, what are the two questions that you get the most? And the first question is, does he love me? That's one of the first questions that they get, women calling in wondering if they're going to find their true love or if the person they found. So that's a wonderful thing to bring up. I just wanted to giggle about that a little bit. That was wonderful.
On top of it, one of the things I learned in psychology, which has been extremely valuable to me, is that no two people love exactly alike. So when someone says, does he love me? What they're asking is, does he love me the way that I want him to love me? And that,
yes.
The person may love them intensely, but not the way they want to be loved. So it's kind of a ridiculous question.
It is a ridiculous question, and I'm surprised at how many times it gets asked. But I don't want to pull you off our subject today, because we are getting a close. We have a few extra minutes here, and I want to make sure that we get very clear on what we've talked about today, because I think that you have a couple of very important messages here, and I want to make sure that all the listeners get that. And so the first message that I heard is that we are all one. We are all in this together, and that not moving into that separateness, consciousness, where we're isolating ourselves, and that the first step to allowing ourselves to heal in the energy that's going on in the universe at this moment is to move into getting together with others and seeing ourselves not only through their eyes, but are allowing ourselves to be seen and sharing our story so we don't feel that isolation. Would you say? Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
And on top of that, to that you are creating this illusion of separateness.
Mm.
No one is doing it to you. You are creating it. You are a creator. The world you're living in, you have created, whether by accepting what you've been programmed or by what you fear. Understand that you can create something much better by connecting, by feeling the connection, by accepting the love that abounds on this planet, by relishing in the goodness and the beauty and the joy, and then learning some tricks and meditating.
Perfect, perfect. Well, that's a wonderful way to kind of summarize a little bit of what we talked about today, and that is that not only are we the creators of our own environment or our own energy, but we're also, at this moment, it's okay to relax, move into this trust, to move into this energy, even though we feel these changes and we feel some struggles. Relax into that energy and reach out and don't spend time alone, and use meditation as one of your guides. And then I'm going to share one more thing, and that is
Can I throw one thing in there?
Yes.
Focus on joy, not fear.
Okay, beautiful.
Now, I'm sorry.
That is so true. That is so true. I just want to make sure that the listeners understand that to go through this change, to move through this, if you are struggling, and I know a lot of us are struggling with it. I talk to people all the time that are saying, I just don't know what to do, and I'm not sure, what my next step is. If you need that support to move yourself into this, beautiful energy that is here for all of us, this, oneness, this beauty, this heartfelt love that Joni has been talking about today on the show, that please go look at her Ariana series. And you can either go to theariannaseries.com. It's a series of three simple books with beautiful stories that will move you to the energy that you're at, to the energy that you're being called to. And then the other thing is that she also has an offer today of a free meditation, as well as this invitation-only Facebook group where you can get support and you can get love and you can be part of a community. And I'm going to just share this with everybody. As soon as this show gets over, I'm immediately emailing, because I want to be part of this group, and I'm sure you all do too. And to be part of that group, you do have to email Joni's assistant, and it's thea@flinthillpublishing.com. And tell her that you would like a personal invitation, and she will send that to you. Is there anything else, as we kind of round up this show a little bit, Joni, is there anything else, if you had one beautiful love drop of energy you want to leave here with the listeners, what would that be today?
To please, please remember that you are linked to all that is, all that is beauty. Even when you don't believe you deserve it, all of us go through the time of self-doubt, self-hatred, pain, and fear. And we can all come out of that as well, especially if we're working on it together. God loves us all immensely and will never judge you. So please try not to judge yourself.
Oh, that's beautiful. I could just feel the energy of that in my own heart, and I'm sure the listeners can too, and that is to not judge yourself as you're going through these emotions and these changes, and that you are one with the universe, one with God. Beautiful. Thank you, Joni. I can't thank you enough for sharing this gift and this important message to the universe and to the listeners here at the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. I thank you so much for accepting the invitation and coming on today.
Thank you, Cindy, for having me. It's very important that we all understand what's happening.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank God for the gift of your gift, and that you're spreading this, and that you're sharing this, and that you're helping others to raise themselves up to, you know, in these times that, you know, we have to be really, you know, honest, it's been a little bit of a struggle and a little bit of trouble for people, and people like you are the people that are bringing this energy together. And so I thank you so much for spreading that love and spreading that light.
Can I say one other thing? And
yes.
I hope you don't take offense at what I'm about to say.
No, I would never.
It is not a gift. I am not special. I have nothing that you have not got. That's a horrible sentence, and I'm sorry. I have nothing extra. All of us have it. The difference between you and I was because of my life, I needed it. I needed to not shut down my survival instincts. I needed it for every day of the early parts of my life. You can open this part of you too. It is not a gift. When we think of it as a gift, we think it's special, out of the realm of normal. It is not. Reach in. It's in you too. It just may manifest slightly different. Not everybody can channel, because not everybody leaves their body easily. Everybody is connected. What I can do, you can do. Reach in, take it.
Oh, well, that is a beautiful message, because I know we often think of ourselves as having maybe a different gift, which does separate us in a way. So I'm going to thank you so much for sharing that. And believe me, I didn't take it in any which way personally. I'll just say this as I end the show. I thank you for sharing the you that you are, and that celebrates the us that we are, and allows us to know that we are all the same, and that we all have the same abilities. And so with that, Joni, I am going to bid you farewell with love and light, and I'm going to say to our listeners that I would like to make sure that you all know that if you would like to know more about Joan and more about her amazing story and the gifts that she has, please look at her website that is called theintuitivedirections.net. Again, that's theintuitivedirections.net. If
Cindy,
you would like to be...
Cindy, there's no the. It's intuitivedirections.net.
Okay. Did I say something wrong?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Intuitivedirections.net.
That's it.
Right? Oh, perfect, perfect. Just want to make sure everybody has it. So important that everybody has it. The other thing is if you'd like to know more about this book series that really leads you to through the work that she's talked about today, it's called the Ariana Series, and you can get that at theArianaSeries.com. And then last and not least, probably the most special, you know, little information is to really connect through the energy of what she's talked about today. Please take the personal invitation for all listeners of the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show and get your free gift, which is a beautiful meditation that she has, and become a member of that beautiful group on Facebook, and it is in a invitation-only group, and that's Fia@FlintHillPublishing.com. Again, to be invited to that group, you need to contact Fia@FlintHillPublishing.com, and you'll move yourself into this beautiful shift and be able to release maybe some of the things that she talked about today that we worry about. So I want to end the show with that today, with love and light. I want to thank you so much for sharing Joni, bringing her messenger information that she has, and for us with just sharing the love and light that we always share together here on the show. So with that, this is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp, and I'm sending you with love, light, and you know how we end the show, a big kiss. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in.